So if you're creating any kind of consistent content, a newsletter, a big YouTube channel, or, you know, an audio deep dive like this one, you eventually run into this kind of terrifying truth. If your format doesn't have a single clear personality, every piece of content can sound like it came from a totally different person.
Or even a different planet. Yeah. Right. And that that leads to a slow erosion of audience trust. We're talking about editorial coherence.
Right.
The second your audience gets confused about who's talking to them or what the tone is supposed to be, they start following. If you've ever felt like your content is amazing one week and a total miss the next, it's probably because your format hasn't really defined its character yet.
Okay, so that's our mission today. We're going to try and solve that incoherence problem for good using a tool the source is called the Pinocchio Persona Exercise.
That sounds a little whimsical.
It does, but it's a deceptively simple framework that forces you to create a really specific, consistent personality for your format. And this persona, it ends up dictating everything. Your tone of voice, the structure, even whether you should be doing, say, a short video or a longer audio piece.
And the guiding principle here is, it's just vital. Your format has to behave like a single reliable character. When you treat your content strategy almost like method acting, the audience gets a consistent experience. The goal is just absolute clarity.
So no more inconsistent episodes.
Exactly. Because every creator on your team knows exactly who they're supposed to be channeling.
So what are the actual takeaways you should expect by the end of this? This isn't just theory, right?
No, not at all. We're aiming for three very practical outputs.
Sure.
First, you're going to build a detailed profile persona for your format. I mean, its values, its style, and this is important, the specific words it uses and the words it avoids. Second, you'll translate that personality into three concrete, actionable rules for your tone of voice. Rules so clear, anyone could apply them instantly. And third, you'll land on one single, coherent main format choice that perfectly fits that persona.
Making sure the message is always in the right vehicle.
For sure.
All right, let's unpack this and jump right into step one, which is compiling the Pinocchio persona sheet. This is the bedrock of the whole thing.
It is.
And the sources really emphasize giving yourself a hard stop, like 10 minutes total. It forces you to make quick gut decisions. You have to imagine your format not as a product, but as a specific person sitting right there with you.
Yeah, this is where you go from an idea to an actual character. You have to start with the basics. Give your format a name and an age or a role. Is it the seasoned investor, or is it maybe the curious college student? That immediately sets a baseline.
And then we get into the stuff that gives the character some substance. First, three specific core values. These are the non-negotiable.
The principles that guide every single editorial decision you make.
But I want to pause on this next field because this, frankly, is where it gets interesting for me. You have to define three specific enemies. I mean, we all know we should define our values, but why is defining what you're against so important? Isn't that a bit negative?
It's absolutely critical. And no, it's not risky if you do it strategically. Defining your enemies clarifies your purpose so much better than just your values alone.
How so?
Well, if I say my format values clarity, that's fine, but it's a bit generic. If I say my format's enemy is unnecessary complexity and jargon, suddenly the audience knows exactly what you're doing. You're fighting the fog for them.
Ah, okay. So the enemies are the strategic differentiators.
Exactly. They provide the contrast you need. Like if your value is speed, your enemy might be meandering thoughts. Your value is depth. Your enemy could be oversimplification. It builds tension. It makes the persona sharp.
I like that. So after the enemies, we get down to the actual words. We define three specific words they use, the parole sigh, and three they actively avoid. The parole no. This seems immediately useful for anyone.
Oh, it is. This is where the strategy hits the syntax. So a persona like a pragmatic expert might use words like implementation, efficacy, and scaling.
And they would avoid.
They would absolutely avoid words like vibes, magic, or guesswork. It ensures every piece of content is playing in the same lexical sandbox. If a word doesn't sound like something your Pinocchio would say, you just cut it.
And then finally, we get to the presentation style, the production vibe. You define the rhythm slow, medium, or fast, and the energy calm, decisive, or ironic.
And think about those as spectrums.
Yeah.
If you pick fast rhythm and ironic energy, you're already telling your producers, we need quick cuts, snappy music, maybe some tongue-in-cheek commentary.
But if you go the other way.
Right. If you pick slow rhythm and calm energy, you're committing to long shots, thoughtful pauses, maybe ambient sound. It dictates the entire feel before you've even picked the final format.
I really like how the sheet uses these opposites, values versus enemies, words yes versus words no. It stops the persona from just becoming this vague, positive mush.
Precisely. It gives the character teeth. If we skip this, we end up with something so generic it applies to no one.
Okay, so now we have this really well-defined character. How do we translate that into step two? Three crystal clear, actionable rules of tone.
This is the pivot. The profile gives us the identity, but the three tone rules give us the practical communication guidelines. You mentioned earlier the sources claim this solves, what, 90% of your incoherence problems?
Yeah, is it really 90%? What happens to the other 10%?
The other 10% is usually just execution failure. Someone forgot to check the sheet or an editor was asleep. But the design problem is 90% solved because you're focusing on the fundamental mechanics of communication. Any contributor should be able to read these three rules and instantly get it.
So what are the three rules we absolutely have to define?
Okay, first, sentence structure. Are we using long, complex phrases for deep analysis? Or are we using short, punchy sentences for quick consumption?
Number two.
Language use. Are you using a lot of technical jargon? Or are you sticking to everyday, accessible language? And third, overall tone. Is the default voice serious, light, or ironic? Defining these three forces consistency.
That makes sense. So if my Pinocchio is the curious newbie, their rules would have to be like short sentences, zero technical jargon, and a light, playful tone.
You've got it. You've just defined the blueprint for their writing. And now moving to step three, format translation. The persona itself starts to dictate the vehicle. This is where the choice becomes almost inevitable.
Yeah, if your Pinocchio is defined by speed and clarity, you can't really justify a 45-minute meandering documentary.
You just can't. The character demands brevity. And, you know, the reverse is true, too. If your Pinocchio is calm and reflective, trying to cram that into a 30-second social media post is just incoherent.
The character needs room to breathe.
It does. So based on the persona and the three rules, you lock down the practical format decisions. Things like average duration, the typical structure, you know, hook, three points, call to action, and finally, the cadence. Weekly, bi-weekly, whatever it is.
And the sources have some really clear examples of this logic.
They do. If your persona is, say, practical and rapid, the logical format choice is a short-form video. It has to be under 3 minutes.
But if the character is calm and deep,
then the only logical format is something longer, a 10-minute video. Or even better, a substantial 15-minute audio deep dive, because depth just requires more time. If you've defined the character right, the format should basically choose itself.
Okay, let's walk through the concrete example from the source material just to show how this translates from the sheet all the way to the final format.
Yeah, let's do it.
The sample persona is the calm and clear reporter or editor. So right away, you have expertise from reporter, but also an approachable manner from calm and clear.
And based on that, you can immediately define the rest. Their values might be truth, context, and accessibility. Their enemies would be misinformation, sensationalism, and elitism. See how sharp that gets.
It tells you exactly what they will and won't talk about. And the three tone rules that come from that, calmness and clarity, are number one, use short, declarative phrases.
Simple enough.
Number two, zero technical jargon. And number three, provide a concrete, real-world example for every single point you make.
And the resulting format. Because the character is committed to clarity but also has to provide context, that's rule three, the format needs to be substantive but contained.
So it ends up as a 4 to 6 minute video.
Or a slightly longer 6 to 8 minute audio piece. It's long enough for depth and examples, but short enough to maintain that clarity and not meander. The character defines the constraint.
That coherence is really satisfying. Every piece fits.
And that coherence is exactly why this matters to every single person listening. It prevents the most common mistake. Not having a defined personality. If you don't define your Pinocchio, you get a mess.
And the audience feels like the show has a different voice every time.
Which just erodes the trust you're working so hard to build. If they're confused, they move on. That trust is everything.
Absolutely.
And once you have these rules, the sources offer this brilliant little test, a micro exercise challenge.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah, you take the beginning of the last piece of content you created and you rewrite it using your new Pinocchio rules. If it's way better, sharper, clearer, you know you're on the right track.
And if it sounds totally wrong,
then it means your persona might need a little tweak.
Yeah.
Maybe your character isn't as ironic as you first thought. It's a great sanity check.
It makes it immediately practical. Okay, so let's summarize what this means for you right now, for the listener. You have this new tool, so let's give you a checklist.
Let's do it.
Step one, Grab a piece of paper, open a note, whatever, and write out your Pinocchio profile. Name, role, the three values, and those three essential enemies. And give yourself that 10-minute time limit. Don't overthink it. Step two, transform that profile into your three tone of voice roles. Be specific. Sentence structure, language use, overall tone.
Get it down on paper.
And step three, apply those rules right away. If you have content scheduled, go update the title, the hook, and the first sentence to align with your new Pinocchio identity. That's your first live test.
And don't forget the final long-term step. It's purely operational. Save that completed Pinocchio sheet. It has to become the mandatory reference for the next three pieces of content you produce. Check yourself against it every time. Consistency is what builds loyalty.
It's the only way.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture, just think about the story of Pinocchio himself. He was a puppet trying to become a real trustworthy boy. Your format is trying to earn its identity and become a real trustworthy character in the lives of your audience. The goal isn't just coherence. It's about earning that trust through relentless, predictable characterization.
That's a great way to put it.
Which leads to a final question for you to think about as you start this. Of all nine fields, name, age, values, enemies, words, yes, no, rhythm, energy, which one would be the most difficult for you to define? If you're struggling, I suggest you start by really thinking about your format's three enemies. Defining what you fight against is often the fastest way to clarify your real purpose and make your format truly stand out.